something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
It's medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mental, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at The Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
It's a Netball Show with Mizuno. We're all here. In a second, Natalie and Sasha will be looking at that Diamond squad in depth, as we're going to continue our build-up to the World Cup. And we're going to hear from Chelsea Pittman. But first, a couple of bits of news from the netballshow.co.uk website. And congratulations to everybody at Isle of Man Netball, as following the new INF rankings, they're now ranked 21st. Well, I've been trying to roll weekend, but I've finally got through. Captain Ashley Hall joins us now. You've got to be pleased with that news.
Yeah, so we knew the world rankings were coming out soon, and I was talking to some of my teammates last week, and we expected to be low 30s. Then yesterday afternoon, my phone just went crazy, and it was because the world rankings had been announced, and we were 21. We were absolutely over the moon. I couldn't believe it. The whole team is delighted, and it's better than we could have ever hoped for.
And elsewhere, if you were there, I hope you enjoyed this year's Ultimate Tour. Anything that includes Judge Jules playing on a ragga tip to a massive crowd gets a thumbs up from us. The Cup champions were Hot Shots, which included Tamsin as coach, and put it mildly, it's the only thing she's ever won this season. But she tweeted that herself, so we're friends for next time we speak in a few weeks. They beat a strong Jagerbomb side that actually included ex-Storm fave Kat Ainsworth as well. Always a great event, so keep an eye out for early details of next year's event.
Hi, I'm Gavs Marshall, and this is The Netball Show with Mizuno.
It's The Netball Show with Mizuno. I'm Natalie Morris.
And I'm Sasha Shipway.
And today we're going to be talking about the announcement of the Aussie Diamonds squad. They have finally announced their squad for the World Cup. It's something we've all been excited to see, and it's quite a departure from the norm, from what we've seen from them before. It's a whole new look squad, essentially. Sasha, what do you make of it?
Yeah, really interesting. I mean, you know, you see Caitlin Bassett there. She's at the helm. She'll be captaining again. So we're not a stranger to seeing Caitlin on the court up in the shooting end, but there have been a few surprises there. I think many of the players, you could predict that they were going to get selected. Like, you know, you would have known that Joe Weston would be in there, and Kelsey Brown and Courtney Bruce. But then there have been some surprise decisions. I think excluding Gabby Simpson has been really surprising, because she was, I think she was either vice-captain or captain of the Diamond squad back in the Quad series earlier this year. So it is really surprising to see that she wasn't selected, and instead Jamie Lee Price was selected to fill the wing defence position, even though she's been playing centre all season in the Suncorp League. She's a strong player, she's a great player, but doesn't have as much international experience as Gabby Simpson has had, so that's why I'm surprised, and I think many people are surprised that she, you know, Gabby wasn't selected. Kim Ravalian wasn't selected either. I think that there was probably a big fallout after the Commonwealth Games, and you know, I just can't forget that moment when she, you know, she put her foot in the circle to take the centre pass, and her foot didn't go in properly, and that switched the centre passes in that gold medal match, which meant we were then like a goal up. I know that was one game, but it was a gold medal game, and it was a very important one, and you can't put the Aussie loss down to one person, because it wasn't, but that was a pretty crucial error to make at that point in time. And I haven't really seen much of Kim Ravalian since then, which is a real shame, because I actually really rate her as a mid-quarter, and I think that she's excellent. But yeah, it's a shame to see the exclusion of both of those players. And what do you make of the shooting end? We've got Caitlin Thwaites, Caitlin Bassett and Gretel Tippett. Many people are unsure about Gretel previously, but I think that a lot of people are moving to her side now.
Yeah, I mean, I think there it's looking like a strong shooting end. That's where they've got all their experience. I think they've only got one player who's got more than 50 caps, and that's Bassett. She's on 90. But then close behind her is Caitlin Thwaites, who's on 47. So that is where the most experience is. And I think that's where they're going to need it. That's where they're going to need that strength. And I think the more experienced players you can have up that end, the more they'll have a chance against, you know, the stalwarts that we're going to have in defence in the Roses and that other teams are going to be bringing in defence as well. So I think it's smart of them to kind of have their most experienced players concentrated in that shooting end. And I do think they will cause us some problems, obviously, because Caitlin Bassett always does. She's, you know, a nightmare to deal with in the circle. And I do think that we have to look at the stark contrast there between the Roses and the Diamonds. And I think that the main contrast is experience versus, you know, youth and new players. I think that the Roses, we've got seven players with more than 50 tests, and the Diamonds are completely at the other end of the scale. And like you say, the fallout after the Commonwealth Games has obviously sparked some huge decision making, and they've had some wholesale changes, which I think is a smart thing to do, because you do have to react. Even if you're number one in the world, you do have to react when things aren't going your way. And yes, it was one game, but like you say, it was a monumentally important game, and they lost out on that gold medal on home soil. And I think that broke all of their hearts. And I think the only way to react to that is to make drastic changes. But do you think these are the right decisions? Have they made the right decisions to put them back up to where they were?
Good question. I think the only time will tell. It's hard to say, because for me, it's an odd, yes, you do need to react to what's happened, but it's also coming to the end of a four-year cycle, so it's an odd time to then mix things up massively, because like I would probably pick an experienced side rather than a side that actually haven't had much training. But then again, they're the Aussie Diamonds, and they could have picked any number of players and had a fantastic squad. But it's just surprising to me they're bringing, you know, their whole squad have only got 338 caps and we've got over 700, so that's a huge difference. We've got, you know, if you look at the numbers, double the amount of experience essentially, which is a really big deal. But yeah, I think we've got Jeeva Mentor in our defence, who knows how to work up against Caitlin Bassett, having played on the same side as her for the last two seasons in some corp, even though she's moved this season. And she's benched Caitlin previously, but then they've got Caitlin Thwaites, Gretel Tippett, who's fantastic, and Steph Wood, who I forgot to mention previously. But yeah, their shooting side, really, really interesting. And who knows, like their mid-court, that is fascinating to me, because we've got Paige Hadley, who hasn't been in the Australians national side for a couple of years. She was there for the last World Cup, but she was dropped after that for a while, and now she's back, and she has been on good form in the domestic league, but she hasn't been playing with the Diamonds for a while, so that's interesting. And Jamie Lee Price, she's not got much international experience. Kelsey Brown hasn't got much, but she's one of the outstanding players there. Yeah, totally interesting there. And obviously Liz Watson, vice captain, she's quite experienced, she's a great player. I mean, I guess we'll see. It's so fascinating to try and work out exactly what's going to happen. And I guess all kudos to Lisa Alexander for saying you have to be fit, you have to be on form, otherwise you won't be selected. You can't just sit on your laurels and like ride on a name or anything like that. So yeah, I say, well, it'll be interesting to see what happens in 6 weeks, hey.
It absolutely will be. I think the Aussies are always a threat. They're almost more of a threat now that we don't know exactly what we're facing. Like, we've got new people on court. We've got people who've never played at a World Cup or a Commonwealth game. Sarah Clough, Kelsey Brown, Jamie Lee Price, none of them have played at a World Cup or a Commonwealth game. So they're completely unknown entities. And I think you have to be wary of that. I don't necessarily think that means you can write them off and think they'll be nervous or, not as strong, because I think they have the training over there, they know what they're playing, and they've only been selected because they have that fire. And like you say, they could have selected anyone, so you know that everyone who's getting onto that court has an incredible amount of potential. So yeah, I'm excited to see what they can bring, and I'm definitely nervous because I'm scared of the Aussies. I think they're gonna have such a point to prove.
Yeah, they definitely do. I'm kind of scared of a lot of the teams, though. I think Jamaica... I am. I think that Jamaica are going to be coming back fighting. Like, you know, they'll be annoyed that they missed out on the gold medal match at that Commonwealth Games because they were 1 point away from it as well. New Zealand have got a huge point to prove because they've performed the worst that they have in many, many years at that Commonwealth Games by not even getting a medal. Whereas... I mean, you look, history just lies in the favour of Australia. The last five World Cups, they've won gold in four of them. And then in the time that they didn't, they became second and won silver. So they haven't lost a World Cup for three World Cups. That is ridiculous. Like, what? That is insane.
Yeah, I know. Like, it's crazy. And I think, but like you say, I think the game has changed. I don't think you can rely on those old stats and think that that is what's going to happen again, because I think the last couple of years has seen a wholesale shift in the hierarchies, essentially. It's been blown wide open, like we said many times before. And yeah, Jamaica are absolutely going to be knocking on the door. I really think we could see Jamaica in that final. They want to get to a gold medal match, and I think they definitely have the talent to do it. The unpredictability, the fire, the flair, I think that is something that they can bring that can seriously undo the more meticulous kind of rigid playing teams like England and Australia. So I think we do have to watch out for them as well. And yeah, we'll just have to see what happens. But it's definitely exciting. And I'm buzzing that we know all of the squads now. I feel like we can really start to have a look at everyone's performance levels and try and, you know, analyse people, match them up. Who's going to be, you know, who's going to dominate who in the circle? Who's going to be matched up with who in the centre court? That's the exciting stuff that I've been looking forward to getting into. So I'm happy that it's all out there on the table now.
Here's a throwback from Chelsea Pittman, who spoke to us in 2017 when it was confirmed that she would be joining the Roses after switching allegiances from the Australian Diamonds.
Well, I think if you look at the Diamonds, they've got a very strong winning culture, and so it's in their mentality that they know how to win and they do it consistently. So I feel any team who is able to put back-to-back performances year in, year out will have that, outlook on themselves that they can beat any team, and that's just something, it becomes a habit. Winning has to become a habit, and it doesn't happen overnight. It needs to be consistent, and that's something that hopefully the Roses will be able to start transitioning into and making sure that we continuously win and we're a force to be reckoned with.
How much have you seen England's national team progress since Tracy took it on?
I think with the full-time program, they're headed in the right direction. I think the fitness of the girls and the quality that they're putting out there has been great. For someone that has a netball eye, you can see that the quality is lifting. It's not going to happen overnight, but it's definitely the right direction, and Tracy has that vision, and I think you'll start seeing results peaking in some World Cup, because obviously you've got to lead into that and you've got to find your squad, find your team, and it's hard work. I wouldn't want to be in a head coaching position, but I think she's definitely got the right direction.
Has she given us a bit more strength, and can you see that we're getting towards a more tactical squad even?
Yeah, no, definitely. Like I said, the full-time program is the way to go. The more contact you can have as a head coach and with the girls, and also the girls getting their combinations, the more confident they're going to be able to change things up if things aren't going well, and having, I guess, a bit more in your toolkit and your repertoire to be able to have a bit of versatility to a team.
England fans will obviously remember you well from your season at Thunder. How much did you enjoy that?
Oh, I absolutely loved it. I think when I came over to play for Manchester Thunder, I was at a time in my career where I wasn't exactly loving my netball. And I came over here and it was just a breath of fresh air for me. I got that love, that passion back, and it gave me the drive to be like, no, actually, I want this. I want to get back to my peak and get back to my best. So I think for me, that was the best thing for me to do. And Thunder, like, it's such a great franchise. The girls were lovely. And it taught me a lot about what I need in my game and that I didn't have at the time. So I'm still learning from that experience, and I draw back on that quite a few times.
While you were here as well that season, it was around that time that playing for England first sprung to people's minds. Why was the time right now?
I think just personally, in my personal life, I wasn't ready to step away and take a bit of time in another country and be separated from my family and partner. So I think now's the right time for my headspace. I know some people will be like, don't understand that, but for me, I needed to be in the right place and want it. I wasn't saying I didn't want it, but I didn't wasn't able to give it 100%, and I don't think that's fair on anyone. But now I'm 100% committed to wanting to play international, wanting to represent England. That's where I want to be, and this is where I want to be. So I guess that's why it held off, and as well as selection. So there's many different factors, and now's the right time for me, which I think is better for the England program, that I can give them more.
Was it a difficult process to go through, or was it fairly straightforward? Just mentally making that decision to be part of the Roses?
No, once I made the decision, it was the easiest thing ever. It's such an honour to play for them. Such a sense of pride wearing the England kit when I'm at training and knowing that, like, this is my dad's heritage and it means so much to him. So I'm so excited and I just can't wait to, like, play. And I know I've found Australia and everything, but part of my heart is definitely here because I'm such a daddy's girl. And so it's extremely exciting, and it wasn't a hard decision once I knew where I wanted to go with my netball.
Thanks so much for listening, and remember, we are always online at thenetballshow.co.uk.
It's something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and, you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at the Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.